This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the BetRivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider. You're listening to Betting Weekly La Liga on the BetRivers Network.
Hello and welcome to the Betting Weekly La Liga podcast brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. You're with Dan Roebuck alongside me, Alan Feely, the editor of Football España, and Ruri Barlow, football writer of Football España and La Liga Lowdown. Last week of Spanish top flight action, massive relegation battle here. We're going to start at the bottom. That's where the betting action is. Alan, we're going to kick off with Alaves against Cadiz on Sunday. The permutations could go various ways, but ultimately Cadiz need to win this one. And they are -121. They're favourites away from home to get the job done against relegated Alaves.
Yeah, I'm backing them to win this. As you said, -121. It's going to be under 2.5 goals, which is -112. The longest of odds, but I think it's going to be quite a tight, tense game. I really like this Cadiz team. I think they're very competitive. I think that they're, you know, finishing the season quite strongly. And I back them to go away, bring a lot of fans with them to Mendizorroza, quite a far distance, you know, going all the way up to the north of Spain. I just think that, you know, the way they're playing towards the end of the season with the momentum they have behind them, even though it's quite difficult for them with the other clubs who are fighting with them, you know, the other two clubs in that relegation battle. I think that, as you said, when you're going into a game, you know, you have to win. There's no other permutation there. I think it's good because it gives you clarity of thought. And there's no, oh, should we sit back and protect this a point or whatever? It's complete, you know, go for it. So for that reason, I think that they're going to win. I think they'll beat the drop this weekend too, to be honest with you. I think they're going to stay up.
So Cadiz to stay up and to win. They got that draw against Real Madrid, Rory, last time out. They were +250 to get a point. I mean, that must give them an awful lot of confidence coming into this game.
Yeah, and in many ways, they're almost unfortunate not to win it, to be honest. I mean, they missed the penalty. Alvaro Negredo had it saved by Lunin. I think that could be massive. If they had got the win, then this would all be in their own hands. And I think that's almost a great tragedy for this Cadiz side that has really had a resurgence at this second half of the season. I think people could rightly sort of look back and say, well, they've only won 2-3 games since about February. But if you look at their fixtures, Of those fixtures, they've only played bottom half sides three times, and they've taken 7 points from them. The other one was Valencia, who they drew with, and they beat Rayo and Elche. Alaves are the worst team in the division, not only on the table in terms of on the pitch, you can see it. They obviously went down against Levante last weekend, and it was a very limp effort. I mean, they went ahead through Levante to play for. And so if you look at that, if you look at the form of Alaves, yeah, okay, they've won their last three games at home, and there's to be said for their home form, but overall I think you have to look at Alaves and say that they are not a team to compete with a Cadiz side that is in really good form, as you say, Alan.
Yeah, I think Alaves are probably the worst team in Spain. I think Levante, you know, have a lot going for them going forward. I think Alaves are just pretty dire, to be honest with you. So I think they'd be put up a pretty limp effort this weekend.
So we're all in on Cadiz here to get the better of Alaves. They are -115, fair price, I think, to get the job done away from home. They need results to go their way elsewhere. We move on to Mallorca's game away at Osasuna. Alan, you're a bit counterintuitive with this one, aren't you? Because you think Osasuna might get some sort of positive result here and spoil the Mallorca party.
Yeah, it's a funny one because obviously, you know, Mallorca secured quite a dramatic result at the weekend to ensure they went into the final game of the season with their fate in their own hands. You know, it's a great story. It was a great night in San Mois, for sure. Yeah, I just feel, to be honest with you, that it's going to be Granada and Cadiz. I'm spoiling a bit of the later preview, who are going to stay up this season. I just think that for various factors regarding the momentum the clubs are in. Like I said last week, I think Javier Aguirre is a very, very good coach, but I just think that this Mallorca team don't have enough about it to beat the drop. So for that reason, I'm going to back a home victory up in Pamplona, Osasuna to win. They're plus 280, so they're quite long odds. I think it's going to be over 2.5 goals, which is minus 106. I think it'll be a high scoring game. I just think that, you know, Osasuna have had a good season, a solid season. El Sadar, it's not really an intimidating place to go this season. Their home form hasn't been the best, you know, comparative to what it usually is. But I think that it'll be quite a raucous atmosphere. The fans will be grateful to what their players have done this season. And I think that while Mallorca will be fighting for their lives, I just think that Osasuna will have too much for them. Maybe it's counterintuitive. If you look at it logically, I think you probably back Mallorca. That's why their odds are shorter. I just have a feeling about Osasuna, and I normally go with my gut in these instances. So I'm going to back Osasuna here.
Plus 280, the outsider of three. Make the case for Mallorca here, Rory. You've got a string of bets on your weekend slate for Mallorca here.
Yeah, Mallorca to win to nil is plus 285. Mallorca plus 123. Draw no bets is the one that I really like. I think that's at minus 186. Because I just don't see Mallorca losing this, to be honest. I think even if they don't make it, even if they draw, it's Nancy and Osasuna side really sort of putting them on the ropes. Okay, they might score a counter, but I think Mallorca will have enough. They'll throw enough at them to at least get a point. So it's maybe not the best odds. And I think if you really fancy them, yeah, go with Mallorca to win. But draw no bets, the one that I really like. I think that's, I don't want to say a guarantee, but it's there. Because I think Javier Aguirre, three managers sort of involved here, Aitor Caranca, Sergio González, and Javier Aguirre, out of those three in the relegation battle, he's the one that's been there before. He's the one that's done it. He knows exactly how to manage these situations. And so Mallorca, I'm not sure if they'll stay up, but I'm really quite convinced they won't lose this match.
Just in terms of...
Javier Aguirre has a history with Osasuna as well. He had the Champions League 17 years ago. So he's quite a well-respected figure in Pamplona. So it's going to be an interesting dynamic there for sure.
What is the dynamic in Spain? We talk about it from an England point of view and teams knowing what other teams are doing on the pitch. Does that filter through in Spain as well? It is exactly the same. So, for example, if Cadiz are losing, Mallorca might only need a draw, or indeed a defeat might be enough. Will that filter through? What's the situation, do you think, in the stands and the dugouts?
It's interesting you say that, because Javier Aguirre actually said after last weekend, I didn't want to know. He made sure that both him and his team did not know what was happening so that they could fully focus on it. And he explained it. He said, if you know what's happening in the other games, it influences you. It takes your focus off the game that you're playing. And that means that you can, it means you make bad decisions. You're more stressed. There's more going on in your mind. And I think that's a fair point. Whether it works, we're about to find out. I think for Cadiz, it's less important because they think they more or less need to know that they need to win. They more or less know that. Granada, I think, more or less the same. They'll feel that somebody might suck them in if they don't win. So I don't think it's too much at play, because I think all three sides believe they need 3 points to stay up.
Aguirre actually asked the reporter after the game. He needed to know the permutations. He didn't know what the points were. So he just said at the end, when she explained to him that it was, you know, what it was, he was a guy. So we were five and now we're three. That's what he said. So Aguirre is a legend. He's a legend. He's a very old school, he's an interesting character for sure.
From a betting point of view, this is a nightmare, because you'd want the coach on the sideline to know what was going on. Bet Rivers in play. It's going to be fascinating when the goals go in on Sunday. They kick off at the same time. Likewise, the Granada Espanyol game. Rory, going to tackle this one first for us. And we've just alluded to it there. Look, Granada know that if they win, they will stay. It's a bit more easy to focus for them, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. And I think if you look at the way they played against Betis last week, yeah, okay, they did lose, but they threw everything at Betis. They had good chances. They had one cleared off the line at 1-0, which would have really changed the sort of the direction of the game. And Aitor Caranca's Granada, they're not perfect. They still give up chances. I was looking at this and I was tempted to go sort of to nil, but then they do give up chances. Raúl de Tomás and the Espanyol side, you can never really count him out. So minus 215 isn't a stunning price for Granada here, but I can't see another way past it. I think if you want to go over 2.5 goals, you're kind of taking your life into your own hands a wee bit, just because Espanyol have given up. They've sacked their manager already. They're just waiting for the season to end, essentially. So I think for me, Granada have to be strong favourites here. They have more attacking firepower than a lot of the teams in the relegation battle. And I think they'll score at least one, if not two goals here. But it's hard to put a number on how many goals Espanyol will score.
So you like Granada win, -215. Alan, you're going for a Granada win as well?
Yeah, I'm going to take my life into my own hands, as we already alluded to, and go for over 2.5 goals. It's -150. I think Granada will win, -220, as we already alluded to. I think both teams will score. I think Granada will win quite handsomely, so maybe 2 or 3 goals, but I think Espanyol will score as well. I think, like Rory said, you know, I agree with him pretty much completely. Espanyol are a bit of a basket case at the moment. They've sacked their coach, Vicente Moreno. It looks like Diego Martinez, who was at Granada before, is going to come in. He's a very good coach. I'm sure that there'll be a better side next season. And this season was all about consolidation for them anyway. So I think, you know, it's kind of a typical on the beach tail end of the season fixture for those guys, because they're a big club and they've had a pretty underwhelming season, even though it's been solid, if unspectacular, you could say. I actually got a message from a Granada fan this week, a few of them, a Granada supporters club actually, asking me to hype up the game, because apparently they're preparing something quite elaborate pre-game. they've sold out the stadium. They're pretty ready to get behind their team, so I think there's going to be a special atmosphere there at Las Terminas.
Will the team respond to that, Alan? Are the team going to respond to that, or do they get intimidated by it? Will that heap more pressure on them, or do you think they'll rise to the occasion because of that? Is that good? From a betting point of view,
I think it's a good thing. So I think Aitor Karanka is a pretty level-headed guy, and he's got a good team there. I think they're built in kind of a quite reasonable, sensible way. And I think that, you know, I've been to Las Terminas before. It's a really beautiful stadium. It's going to be a hot night in Granada. It'll be rocking. It'll be last game of the season. Granada are in a club with huge expectations. So I don't think it's going to translate into, you know, a toxic atmosphere like the way, for instance, my club, Everton, can sometimes become, given the weight of history. Whereas I think that Granada are going to go into it pretty loose, pretty, you know, foot loose and fancy free, and they're going to get a good result, I think. So, yeah, I'm okay, back in Granada.
Right, so relegate, they're all kicking off at the same time. We've got Alaves, Cadiz, Osasuna, Mallorca, and Granada, Espanyol. Both of you like Cadiz and Granada. The difference of opinion here is Osasuna, Mallorca. So Alan, your two to go down are going to be, or you want to go down, no, two to go down.
My one to go down is going to be Mallorca. I think the Granada and Cadiz are going to beat the drop.
Okay.
The Andalusian. I'm in Andalusia, the capital in Sevilla. I'm back in the Andalusian sites.
Rory, who do you think?
I have a tragic feeling about Cadiz. I really like what they've done, and I've been sort of praising them for quite a few weeks, and with good reason, I think. But just the fact that it's out of their own hands, I think that plays into it quite a lot. And I think Mallorca, even though they're an imperfect side, they are still playing against a team that has nothing to play for. And I think that could well be decisive. And I'll be gutted to lose them, but I have a feeling Cadiz might end up down.
Just a reminder, last week when Rory and Alan disagreed, it was Alan that came out on top. Just thought I'd point that out. It might change this week, but obviously next week we've just got no chance to sort of review it, because it's the last of the season. We'll have to do this our next campaign. Bragging rights will last over the summer. Let's move on to the other games. Let's first of all talk about Real Madrid against Real Betis. This is a Friday fixture, Alan. As far as I can see, there's nothing on this for either side, is there? And Madrid obviously are going to be building up to the Champions League final, but they've got plenty of time. It's been shifted to Friday anyway. They're short price, 136, but you don't get -136 that often about Real Madrid in a fixture like this. How do you see it?
Yeah, I think Madrid will win quite convincingly, I think. -136, as you said, I think it'll be over 3.5 goals, which is a pretty big bet, but I think it will be. I think both teams will score. That's +102. I just think, because, you know, this is going to be a celebration for Real Madrid. They've had a fantastic season, unsurprisingly so. To be fair, I think nobody thought they'd be this good. I think that this is going to be a celebration and a recognition of their league success, you know, winning the title with 4 games to spare. They're currently 12 points clear of Barcelona, winning the Supercopa de España in Saudi Arabia back during the winter period. And now, of course, you know, gearing up to play Liverpool in the Champions League final on May 28th. I think it's an interesting dynamic because, you know, obviously Liverpool are kind of coming into the game full tilt, you know, pretty stirring performance last night to beat Southampton 2-1. Whereas, you know, Madrid have been basically treating this period as a preseason, if that makes sense. So I think that Madrid will be cognizant that they don't want to be going into the game off the back of another result like their draw against Cadiz last weekend. They want to go in with a strong victory. I think Carleto will play his strongest team. They have 8 days to play. It's on a Friday night, so they have a full 8 days to recover between now and the Liverpool game. So I'm backing them to go in strong. But Betis are a good side, you know. They're a very good side. They've had a very good season themselves. They missed out in Europe Champions League football last week because of Sevilla's equaliser against Atletico Madrid. But, you know, despite that, I think that they're going to pull up a good performance. They'll score maybe even two goals, perhaps. I think it's going to be a fun, high-scoring encounter, you know, a good send-off for both clubs, two of the biggest clubs in Spain. And there's lots of Betis fans in Madrid, by the way, because of Andalusian immigration. But I think that Madrid will ultimately have too much power. I think that they'll be cognizant that they want to send off their team into a good manner, a good way before the Champions League final.
So Real Madrid to win that one. Strong team expected. Good insight there. 8 the last 9 over 2.5. The money, the goal line is set 3.5. That's the most popular line, incidentally. Bet Rivers plus 112 for or more goals. Barcelona, Villarreal, Barca haven't got anything to play for, but it can't really say that, Rory, can we? With Barca, there's always something to play for because the fans will demand it. But Villarreal know that a win will confirm them in Europe next season. What are your thoughts on this one?
I'm quite struggling with this one, to be honest. I think goals, I know I said it last week against Getafe, I think I maybe underestimated the fact that both teams needed a point. And perhaps I overestimated, yeah, how much Getafe would be willing to attack them. It was almost, in my mind, to give you an insight, I'd planned it out as Getafe would go for them early. And then eventually, as things were still level, they would sort of agree to chill out a bit. But as it happened, neither team put sort of a foot in or took a shot in anger, so to speak. I think this game will obviously be different for the fact that Villarreal still have something riding on it. They can still make the Conference League spot. If they don't, there's a chance that Athletic Club overtake them. Unai Emery, I wonder if it might even benefit them if they don't get Europe this season. I think that's been sort of the dilemma almost for Villarreal fans, is because the Conference League saw very well and they have a good chance of winning it next season potentially. But If they were to lose or draw here, it wouldn't be an absolute disaster because they'd maybe go out of European football, give them a chance to focus on the league. So yeah, it's a hard one. I think both teams to score was at 2.75, minus 2.75, which isn't great. Minus 2.40 for over 2.5 goals. I think draw no bet for Villarreal, I think was at plus 110 as well. I don't think that's bad odds either. I'm not sure I necessarily see Barcelona winning this match. I think it depends on where, how it's kind of set up. How, so if Villarreal go ahead, I think Barcelona will struggle to win this match. They'll struggle to come back. If Villarreal are attacking a lot, Barcelona managed to go ahead, then I think that could make a big difference. I think the first goal in this one could be very well decisive. Tie both teams to score, plus 3.40. That's the one that I really like. I think that could... It doesn't necessarily suit Villarreal, but it's something that could very well end up happening, given we know that I think the morale there is maybe sort of on the downhill.
Alan, you like overs here, don't you? Over 2.5 and a Barcelona win as well. Are they going to both? Well, are Barca going to play with a bit of freedom? Villarreal, obviously much more on it from their point of view.
Yeah, I think, you know, Xavi would be... He's given the players 3 days off. They're not reporting back to training until Friday. I think that, you know, while there's always outside pressure with Barcelona, you know, it's probably the most high-pressure club in the world because while Madrid are obviously maybe a bigger club than them historically and commercially in all that senses, I think that Barcelona are more under the microscope in their region, if that makes sense. There's two papers that are dedicated exclusively to Barcelona, so it's a unique club in that perspective. But I think that this group is kind of, you know, oblivious to that in many ways. I think the Xavi is definitely in control of them. I think all the young players are kind of rowing in the same direction. And I think that they're going to have a good summer. And I think that they want to finish the season on a strong note. I think they're playing at Camp Nou. It's going to be 10 p.m. Sunday evening, last game of the season. You'd hope there's a good crowd there. I think, like Rory said, Villarreal have had a pretty, really poor season domestically. I said last week, that they weren't worthy of a place in Europa League football. And who knows, they might not even be worthy of a place in Europa Conference League football this season.
Damning.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I'm back in Barca to win. I think it's going to be, you know, over 2.5 goals plus 112. And the 125 plus 125 for the win. So, yeah, I'm going to back Barca and they'll do the job.
We're looking for goals at the Camp Nou. Sevilla against Athletic Club. This is a Sunday game. Alan and Sevilla have drawn their last four. The draw again is plus 235. It's the biggest price of the three here. Athletic need to win. Hope Villarreal drop points to get European football. We've seen plenty of unders with these two teams as well. This seems an easy one to predict to me. Tell me otherwise. Or don't tell me otherwise. Confirm it for me.
Yeah, I'm going to go for a draw here. You know, plus 235, under 2.5 goals, minus 132. Listen, I watched Sevilla a lot this season, and I just think that they're playing quite, Sturgeon football. Their season is ending with a bit of a whimper. Obviously, getting Champions League football last week was a big boost for them, and it takes the pressure off them coming into this game. And Athletic Club will come with a lot to play for. But I think the nature of Athletic Club this year has been quite inconsistent, quite streaky, as you've alluded to many times before. Their future is in doubt because Marcelino is, you know, maybe not going to stick around next season. Similarly with Julian Lopetegui, he may not be there next season either. I think this is all the hallmarks of a pretty, you know, dead rubber end of season affair. I don't think Athletic Club have enough to beat Sevilla at the Sanchez Pizjuan. You know, I think it's going to be a good atmosphere. But I don't think Sevilla have the attacking tools to beat Athletic Club either, who are a pretty good defensive team. So I'm going to back draw here, I think. I think it's going to be a pretty uninspiring affair, to be honest with you.
Might be uninspiring, but it might be one to make some money at. Real against Atleti on Sunday. Rory, don't think there's too much on this one. Always think that there might be goals in situations like this, but you are going to go under. Judging by the email that you sent me, make a case for unders then for us.
Yeah, I'll just roll back very quickly onto that Athletic Club one. If you do like Athletic, draw no better, plus 106. It's quite a safe one for me because there is still something riding on it for them. And a few seasons ago, I forget how many, Athletic tragically missed out on Europe in Seville, conceding a very, very late goal. And I think they'll try and lay those demons to rest. If you want to move on to their neighbours, La Real against Atleti, yeah, unders is the way to go here. I mean, La Real, fair play to them. They've scored 5 goals in their last 2 matches, but that's very much the exception to the rule. We know that I think there's no team in Europe has won more games at home 1-0 than La Real this season. So they don't score a lot of goals. We've spoken about this last week. Alexander Sorloth and Isak, they aren't clinical finishers. You look at the 2 goals that they got against Villarreal at the weekend. Geronimo Rui, he could have done a bit better. As happened in the Champions League, he was once again a decisive factor in the wrong way for Villarreal. So yeah, I think Atleti, if you look at the game against Sevilla, that's a fairly good guide for them as well. I mean, they put something into the game, but it wasn't everything. And I think they'll be quite content as long as they don't get a beating. I think a draw suits them as well. So I think unders at minus 150 is a good one. Double chance if you want home and draw. Minus 200, I don't think that's a bad bet either because I think San Sebastian will be looking forward to this one. And they do kind of turn up against the big teams. They play them quite well, but generally kind of fall short. This Atleti side is flawed enough and has little riding on the game. So that maybe sways things just in Real's favour.
Yeah, 15 of 18's Real's home game in La Liga this season. Double chance home and draw has caught. Very briefly on this one for you, Alan, any thoughts?
Yeah, I'm backing a draw, plus 220 and unders as well, so minus 139. Last time I checked, I think that, you know, both clubs have had interesting seasons. I think La Real could have possibly done more. They could have pressed on a bit higher and pushed for the Champions League place. I think they have the squad to do it. And given the way that Sevilla have been playing this season, you know, the way Villarreal have been dropping off and given the form Betis have been, I think there's an opportunity for them to go and push on. And maybe if Mikel Oyarzabal was fit, they would have done so. I think a clinical striker too. But they didn't and they aren't. So I think, you know, they'll look to finish the season strong. As Rory said, San Sebastian is a great city to watch football in. I think they'll be up for it. They want to finish the game of the season with a bit of passion, a bit of strength. But I don't think they'll have enough necessarily to break down Atletico Madrid, who are, you know, obviously very defensively resolute. And even though they've not had a great season earlier this year, I think that they'll be keen to finish the season, you know, respectably. So I'm going to back the draw.
Okay, quick picks for the last 3 games. Elche, Getafe, Rory, what do you like?
Under 2.5, minus 167. There is very little to suggest there'll be a lot of goals in this match.
Alan, what do you like?
I like a draw, plus 200 and under 2.5 goals, which for me, when I checked, was minus 180.
Okay. Rayo against Levante. Rory, what do you like?
Don't mind Rayo at plus 114, but yeah, this is both teams to score for me. What minus 190 is the most likely two open teams.
Alan, you like Homan as well on this one, I think.
Yeah, I'm going for Rayo, which is -103 when I checked, and I'm going to go for under 2.5 goals, so +140. I don't think it's going to be a high-scoring affair, but I think Rayo will win.
Okay, only Saturday game is Valencia-Celta Vigo. Thoughts on this one, chaps?
Very little, to be honest. I mean, we saw it kind of last week again. I think unders
we can keep our cash in our pocket for this one.
It's unders is the way to go at -121 because Valencia do not have a clinical goal scorer apart from Gonzalo Guedes, and he will be sitting on the bench for this one because they don't want to play PSG anymore in add-ons.
Alan.
I'm going to go for a draw, +235, under 2.5 goals, -122. You know, end of season, both coaches look like they could be on their way out. Chacho Cude is linked with the Chilean national team. Jose Bordalas looks like he's going to leave. So, yeah, don't think there's going to be a whole lot of narrative in this one, to be honest with you. Mm.
Okay, best bets of the weekend then. Final weekend of the La Liga season. Alan, what is your best bet of the weekend? Last week, you got it spot on. What do you like this time?
Real Madrid. They finished the season strong.
Real Madrid to beat Real Betis, -136. Rory?
Granada for me, as much for them as it is for Espanyol being poor.
Yeah, another short one there, -215, but we don't mind that. We want some bigger prices for the dogs. Rory, what's your dog?
Yeah, mine's is Cadiz to win 2-0 at +210. I think they have a really good shot of beating Alaves, and I don't think Alaves are going to put up too much of a fight, to be honest.
Yeah, I like this one. Alan, what's yours? Again, your dog popped last week. You're in good form. What can you follow it up with?
I'm going to back the men from Pamplona, Osasuna. Like I said earlier, I think it's going to be a long shot, but I think they could do it. So I'm going to back them to beat Mallorca.
Okay, and we need two bets for the parlay from you each. I think we might spread this out to four apiece next season, but let's just do two for the final one of the season. Alan, what's your two for the parlay?
I'm going to go for Real Madrid and Cadiz.
And I thought you were going for Rio. Difference in opinion to the email. Or was it? have I completely read that one wrong?
I'll go for Real Madrid and Rio. Sorry, I think I messed up my notes, sir. Yeah, my notes are a chaos.
That's all right. And Rory, what are you going for?
I mean, he's just giving himself a get out of jail free for when mine come out this week.
Absolutely.
I'm going for Granada and Cadiz, and Alan could stay well away from it because it's mine. I'm doubling down on them. I think, they've got the best chance.
If we're putting Rio in our parlay, it's +924. If it slips down to it to just a three-team parlay, it'll be a little bit shorter. Chaps, many thanks for joining us as per usual. Football Hispania, what can we expect over the summer? Alan, what's going to be on the website? What are the big stories going to break?
Well, I guess the two big stories are, you know, the Kylian Mbappe saga. I've heard rumours that he could even be announced before the Betis game.
Which announce Mbappe!
Announce Mbappe, yeah. Listen, both me and Rory are very much hoping he comes because it's going to be very good for our business, as you can imagine. One of the best players in world football, in my opinion. And then, you know, hopefully Lewandowski will come into Barcelona and we'll have two top-class strikers in La Liga next season.
Okay. Rory, what are you looking forward to seeing? What do you think might happen over the course of the summer when it comes to Spanish Football League?
Yeah, I think, well, for me, I mean, Mbappe is obviously the big story as a sort of player, but the rebuild at Barcelona could be pretty fascinating because we're talking 7-8 exits and Xavi wants kind of similar incoming. So I think that'll be fascinating. And then on the flip side, you don't know what's going to happen with Sevilla because there's tension there.
Do you expect Real Madrid to be favourites for the league next season? They have to be, don't they? Because of Barcelona doing all sorts of things. It's got to be Real, hasn't it?
In terms of they are. With Mbappe, they are because, you know, with Mbappe, Vinicius Jr. and Karim Benzema, you have three of the finest forwards in European football. And I think that Vinicius is a competitive guy. He's not on the same level as Mbappe and Benzema, but he'll want to raise his game next season. And yeah, the Barca story is going to be interesting too. You know, some good signings. Frank Kessie is a good signing. They're also seemingly intent on signing three of Chelsea's back four, which is quite interesting. Yeah. And the other one is going to Chelsea.
Combined danger about 120.
Tell me about it.
Can't say that. chaps, really enjoyed your company over the last few weeks of the season. Have a great summer, obviously. Football España, where everyone needs to be to keep across of all the big stories. For now, though, that wraps up this season for the Bet Rivers La Liga podcast.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly La Liga on the Bet Rivers Network.